up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go once again. It's another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I know it's hard to believe. Show number 550. Holy moly. That's a lot of polkas, man. Anyway, ready to go for another week. Got an hour to kill. Got a stack of polka records to play. I guess I'll just get to work here. And the rest of you sit back and relax and enjoy and listen or dance or clean the house, wash the car, clean the garage, whatever you need to do. For, hey, polka music makes pretty good background music when you want to get something done, I'll tell you that. Let's get to it here. It's the Polka Ambassadors kicking us off with the Helena Polka. There you go, Polka Ambassadors there. Peppy little number to get things rolling for another week here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you tuned in for another week. I don't know if it does it count as tuning in if you're listening like on a computer. I guess. I mean, in the broadest spectrum of the word, I think, because we pretty much have trashed the language and anything can mean anything. Like when people say, well, I'm glad I got that on film. No, you didn't. Probably not. You probably got it in some kind of a digital chip somewhere. Not a lot of people loading up film in their movie cameras these days. But they always say, got it on film. Got some footage of that. No, you didn't. You got some teeny-weeny specks of digital memory. Anyway, glad to have you all here. Wait a minute. What's that sound? You know what that sound? Can you hear that sound? Let me see if I can turn it up. I don't know if you can hear that sound. You know what that is? They're testing the sirens in case there's a tornado. That's what that is. I should have remembered they were going to do that. And then we wouldn't have been interrupted. But then I wouldn't have had that fascinating tidbit of information for you. Once a week they test those just in case there's a tornado. Probably don't do that. Like in Florida, they probably test for hurricanes or something. But anyway, let's get back to work on the show, shall we? Here's the Klaus Trio. This one's called Go-Go Girl.
Thank you.
And there you go, the Klaus Trio, Go Go Girl, here on Tim Zupa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Coming your way for another week here from beautiful northern Minnesota, where it's unusually nice today, actually. But, man, I'm telling you what, we're into October. The cooler weather is coming. I don't know. Is the furnace going to run? I don't know if I told you this yet. Got to see if I light the pilot light later today. We had some heavy rain in the, well, I guess it was still summer, flooded the basement to about a foot deep, which means the basement got deep enough that the water came up to the pilot light in the furnace and put it out. And I didn't care at the time because it was like 90 degrees out. And I remember that happened when the basement flooded back in 1998. And with my meager furnacing skills, I was able to get the pilot light relit, and it's been fine for 30 years now. But, ho-ho! Will it be good now, 30 years later, when I try to relight the pilot light in our 1972 furnace? Ooh, we'll find out. I'll report back next week, because I know you're dying to know, right? All right, it seems like we've had more polkas that have fiddles in them over the last few weeks. I don't know. Here's another one. It's the Chesney Brothers, and Let's Dance Again. Chesney Brothers there. Let's dance again here on Tim Zupa Hour and your old-time oldies show underway for another week. Glad you're along for another show. Going to talk briefly about the World of Accordions Museum like I do every week. Invite you to pay them a visit. I'm telling you right now, the fall colors are absolutely fabulous up here in northern Minnesota, up around Wisconsin area by Lake Superior here. Woo, boy, it's looking good out there. If you're coming to the area, you're visiting, maybe you're up in the area, maybe you live here already, I don't know. But the World of Accordions Museum is on Belknap Street in Superior, just across the bridge from Duluth here in Minnesota. And man, 4,000 accordions in one place. You just want to see how they managed to get them in there, you know? But they got all kinds of other things. They got the concert hall. They got the repair and technician school for accordions. They have all sorts of activities and events. and the gift shop. You can check them out online. That's the easiest way to get a little sneak peek at worldofaccordions.org and maybe plan a trip if you're not going to make it up this year. I mean, you can come in the middle of the winter. I mean, they're open. They'll gladly accept you. Maybe you want to come and say, you know, I've never done it. I've lived basically within a quick drive of the area for my entire life. And I've never gone up there in the winter, you know, when it's cold. But I'll bet you some of those waterfalls, I bet that stuff freezes up. And I bet it's gorgeous out there in the winter. But anyway, a lot of options. Check it out, worldofaccordions.org. Take a look at all the pictures, read some of the history. It's a fascinating website to visit, worldofaccordions.org. All right. Speaking of accordions, Lawrence Welk always had an accordion on the shore show, normally played by Myron Florin, but he had a lot of other great accordion guests played himself as well. And this is kind of a salute to Lawrence Welk. This record does not come around often here. I pulled this one out of the stack today, and I was like, wow, I haven't heard this one in a long time. Remember Two Ton Baker? Had a bunch of hit records back in the late 40s and early 50s. And this is, so if you remember Two Ton Baker, this is him, and he's doing the Lawrence Welk Polka.
As can be, doing the Lawrence Welk Polka. Everybody!
Come on now, Lawrence, and dance the polka. Come on now, Lawrence, it's fun to do the polka. Come on now, Lawrence, we know you love the polka. Pick your partner, here we go, with the one and two and one. Hey! As can be, doing the Lawrence Welk Polka.
Now,
come on now, Lawrence, and dance the polka. Come on now, Lawrence, it's fun to do the polka. Come on now, Lawrence, we know you love the polka. Pick your partner, here we go, with a one and a two and a one.
Hey!
There you go, Two Ton Baker doing the old Lawrence Welk Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, back for another week. Glad you're along. Saw an interesting little tidbit in the news this week. I thought this was amusing. Now, you know I'm doing the show, of course, here in Minnesota. And I saw a news story here that I thought was unusual. Did you know there's a world record for tossing a tortilla? There is. I don't know why there is. But a guy here in Minnesota is the best at it. He holds the world record for tortilla tossing. Yeah, his name is Aaron Nienaber, and he holds the Guinness World Record for furthest tortilla throw, hurling a tortilla a distance of 119 feet. So I don't know. I never really considered that a sport, but you know, if it gets me in the world record books, maybe I want to give it a try. That's a long way, 119 feet. I don't know. Anyway, just thought I'd share that fascinating news tidbit for you here. And let's roll with one from the good times. It's the Over the River Polka.
Wody, stoi łopiec młody. Gdybym go dostała, pościłabym środy. Pościłabym środy, pościłabym piątki. Gdybym go dostała na zielone świątki. Czarny człowiek pija bardzo dobrą wódkę, a dziś jakby pije czystą szajnówkę. Pijał on nią, pijał i był zawsze zdrowy, a dziś jakby pije cały tydzień chory. Się pijało, mało kosztowało, wódka 10 centów ciekąski za darmo. Dziś płac po dolara, jeszcze nic nie dadzą, a jak się mądruje, za ćwiczem prowadzą. Dawnie człowiek pijał, sam sobie w salonie, a dziś jakby pije, musi kupić żonie. Czarne łoczka miała, czarne mi patrzała, czarne mi musiała, bo mi nikt nie miała.
The Good Times and the Over the River Polka. I'll admit it, I have no idea what they were singing, but it was a good song anyway. And yeah, there you go. That's the important thing. If you can dance to it, man, you're going to be in good shape. Welcome to another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. If you've never been here for this this mess, welcome aboard. You can get in touch with Oompa Hour World Headquarters, you know, if you'd like to make a request or maybe a dedication of some sort, or you have a question about a band or a record or whatever. You may phone, leave a voice message or send a text message to area code 218-259-2985. Again, that's 218-259-2985. If that's not your cup of tea, you can send an email to oompahour@aol.com. That's all one word, oompahour@aol.com. Or look up on Facebook, of course, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Generally, we'll get you there. You can find out what's going to be coming up on the next show, because I usually work it all out ahead of time and I have it posted there. So if you want to see what kind of song is coming up, maybe you don't want to miss something, or if you have a question or comment or whatever, you check us out. You can send a message on the Facebook. All right, that's what I got for you. Here's Bernie Roberts and the orchestra. It says Blondie is singing on this one. You can't expect kisses from me. you can't expect kisses from me, Bernie Roberts and the orchestra, with Blondie singing here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Don't forget now, coming up in the show like we do, every show will have at least one waltz yet, so you don't want to miss that if you're looking forward to do dancing a waltz. Also, we'll have something from the world of Shellac Records. Yes, we always have at least 178 in the show. And, man, I was out digging through records again last week, and I got another big stack of good polka records that have never been on the show. So I'll be working my way through that big pile. I'm running out of places to stack up the 78s, too. Counter space, table space, all that kind of space in general always seems to be a problem for me. I don't know what's up with that. Maybe it's because I save everything. That's probably the reason. I have Happy Richie and the Royal Airs here. It's Joni's Polka. Oh, there you have it there. See, sounded happy. That's why he's happy, Happy Richie, because that's why he calls himself that. Anyway, that's Joni's Polka with Happy Richie and the Royal Airs here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I'm trying to get a little work done here while the records are playing, get myself a 78 lined up, pull a waltz out of this big old stack of records here. I'm not, I went into this thinking, wow, I'm really organized today, and it turns out I'm not all that organized. Anyway, I got the Little Fisherman Orchestra here, and I feel like we just had them on the air a couple of weeks ago, and I have very few records by them, so all the better, I guess. Here they are, though. Here's 10 Pretty Girls. Thank you.
There were 10 pretty girls at the village school. Picture 10 village belles at a village school. Cute and sweet, short and tall, and one boy loved them all. But you can't marry 10 pretty girls. There were 10 pretty girls, and I'll tell you this, that the boy's biggest thrill was to steal a kiss. But it doesn't mean a thing playing kiss in the ring, 'cause you can't marry 10 pretty girls. Now 5 were blondes and 4 brunettes, and 1 was a sunny little redhead. The girls grew up, the boy left school, and at 21 he wedded the saucy little redhead. Oh, that one pretty girl at the village school. Here's what she taught the boy at the village school. Kissing girls may be fun, but your heart picks on one, so you can't marry 10 pretty girls.
The Shave and a Haircut Two Bits ending, by the way. Shave and a Haircut Two Bits. Yeah, Little Fisherman Orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. You can't marry 10 pretty girls. Not good advice to anybody. Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys are over here on turntable number 2. Once again, forcing me to ask the question, what's the difference between the Harmony Boys and the Lucky Harmony Boys? Because I have records by both. And I don't know what the deal is. Some of them are lucky, some of them are not, I guess. I don't know. It is the Take Me Baby Polka. Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys, as opposed to the regular Harmony Boys, and the Take Me Baby Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Man, I am sloughing off. I got to find a waltz here, and I got to get a 78 ready yet. I'm going to focus on getting that done while you listen to Art Perko's orchestra do the Corrida Polka.
I said I'd always love you endlessly.
Sure, catch me with a handful of 78s, you troublemakers. The Art Perko Orchestra, Carita Polka number one here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I am busily working here on a big old stack of 78s, trying to decide what I want to play here. And I'm going to keep working on that in the meantime. See, I'm trying to get this one back in the giant 78 RPM crinkly old paper sleeve here, making all kinds of unprofessional noises. Well, I do that, though. How'd you like to waltz? Shall we? I think we shall. I have the Six Fat Dutchmen ready to provide you with some waltzing action. So if you want to dance or anything, I'm stalling while you move the furniture out of the way. Talk your partner into getting up to maybe dance a slow one with you here, right? Let's do it. Six Fat Dutchman, it's the old Bohemian waltz right here.
Thank you.
Six Fat Dutchman there providing us an official waltz for the show here. And the old Bohemian Waltz on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. My mission here was to have a 78 ready to go by the time you were done waltzing. Because then it lines up with the right turntable being available and I can switch over for playing 78s. And I picked out a record. Wait a minute. I had to throw it in the trash. I pulled it out of the sleeve and it's all busted to smithereens. And this record looked like it's brand new. The Get Lucky Polka by Jolly Jerry Gilbertson and his farmhands. Sounded like a good time. The record's like brand new, but it's got a couple big chunks busted right out of the sides. So I can't even get the needle on the darn thing. So I'm going to go back to the 78 stack. It wasn't that long ago we played Ice Cubes and Beer. This is Ice Cubes and Beer Part 2. Here's Ray Budzulik and the orchestra.
Ice Cubes and Beer Part 2. That we're married and settled down, we have 5 children running around. They like to holler,
Mommy,
they
Daddy.
Like to cheer. They even sing our Ice Cubes and Beer. We go out dancing Saturday night. I order scotch and she starts to fight. She says, oh Johnny, why not be nice? Buy me some beer with lots of ice. Ice cubes and beer, boys, ice cubes and beer. All that she likes is ice cubes and beer. She is my honey, I love her dear. All that she likes is ice cubes and beer. Has gone by and we're getting old. She still drinks beer and she likes it cold. She don't like whiskey, she don't like wine. It's ice cubes and beer, oh, all of the time. Ice cubes and beer, boys, ice cubes and beer. All that she likes is ice cubes and beer. She is my sweetheart, I love her dear. All that she likes is ice cubes and beer.
There you go, the Ice Cubes of Beer Part 2. Ray Budzulik in the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. All right, now here's the deal. During that song, I managed to pick out 2 78s. I haven't decided which one I'm going to play yet because I have a question about one of them. I have to listen to it a little bit before I decide if I'm going to play it. So I got a couple of minutes. I'm going to figure that out while you listen to Little Richard and his Polka Stars do Danny's Polka. With any luck at all, we'll get on our 78 of the week right after this one.
Danny Rustinkowski, he's our Dan, he's our man, Danny Rustinkowski. He's our ways, he's our means, Danny Rustinkowski. Let's all yell, shout like hell, Danny Rustinkowski. Daniel Pan, Daniel Rostenkowski, on nasz syn, on nasz brat, Daniel Rostenkowski, on nasz pan, on nasz król, Daniel Rostenkowski. Krzyczmy raz, jeszcze raz, Daniel Rostenkowski.
All right, there you go. Danny's Polka, Lil Richard, and his Polka All-Stars here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And I'm finally ready to go with this week's official 78 of the week. Everything sounds great on a 78, you know, that's what they say. And I saw this record, and I'm like, I don't remember ever having played this record before in my life or having any familiarity with it. But it's Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks. So, you know, it's going to be in the polka genre. The odd thing is Doris Day is singing. And I'm like, I don't remember any incident where Doris Day and Frankie Yankovic were together on anything. And I think they're on together on the other side, too. And I think it's something from a movie. But I don't remember because I wanted to play this side. Are you ready? Oh, yeah. Genuine Shellac going around on the turntable at a blazingly fast 78 RPM. Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks. This is Pumpernickel.
There's an accordion man around our neighborhood. Can't read a single note, but he is plenty good. He pumps the music box a nickel for a song. He gets a hatful, 'cause all night long it's pumpernickel, pumpernickel, more, more, more. Pumpernickel, pumpernickel, how they roar. The polka dancers start to jump whenever he begins to pump, 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 pump. Pumpernickel, pumpernickel, that's his name. Pumpernickel, pumpernickel, what a game. Until the dawn they still are shouting with joy. Pumpernickel, he's our boy. Neighborhood can't read a single note, but he is plenty good. He pumps the music box a nickel for a song. He gets a hatful, 'cause all night long it's
pumpernickel, pumpernickel, more, more, more. Pumpernickel, pumpernickel, how they roar.
The polka dancers start to jump whenever he begins to pump, pump, pump.
Pumpernickel, pumpernickel, that's his name. Pumpernickel, pumpernickel, what a game.
Until the dawn they still are shouting with joy. Pumpernickel,
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 he's our boy.
There you go, it is Doris Day with Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. And Pumpernickel here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. The flip side is just a Doris Day song with Axel Stordahl's orchestra. It's not Frank Yankovic on the other side. Weird record. I don't know where that came from, how Doris Day wound up teamed up with Frankie Yankovic for that tune, but I think it's kind of groovy. So we'll put that one in the good pile here in the 78 stack yonder. You know, these 78s are heavy. That shelf is starting to squash down a little bit. Anyway, going to sneak in a couple of more tunes here on the show. We're running a little short on time. Got the Earl Schmidt Band coming up next.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, we're going to sneak a couple more records in here before the old clock runs out here. I forgot what I promised you. Oh, yeah, the Earl Schmidt Band. They're over here on turntable number two. This is the Jet Polka. They have it, Earl Schmidt and his band there. That's the Jet Polka, Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show as we kind of start winding thing down here. Got room to sneak in one more record. I think we're going to do that right now. Happy Louie and his polka band. Why not the Good Luck Polka?
Swing. Hey, na zdrowie, that's the way to make a toast. Na zdrowie, here's good luck to you. Hey, a salut, that's the way to make a toast. the way to make a toast. Hey, one chance, here's good luck to you.
And there you go. Happy Louie and his polka band there. That is the Good Luck Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and that pretty much wraps this one up. Just like that, another show has flown by here, even with my vast amounts of disorganization. But that's all right. That's all right, because I'll get another stack of records ready and meet you next week, okay?
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!